Okay, it's Troop 765 Podcast, Episode 9. It's... some 8/19/2006, and we're at the Flagey Trail. This is Wes, and
where are we having the Flagey Trail?
I don't know, some church.
Where is it at?
St. Thomas.
It's in Bardstown.
St. Thomas in Bardstown.
Okay. And I'm here with Jeremy.
Scoutmaster Wes Y.
Oh yeah, I was named the Scoutmaster on this trip for some reason. Okay, Jeremy, have you been having fun on this trip?
Yeah, it's been fun.
Oh, you're amazing. You're amazing, Jeremy.
I know. I'm amazing.
Come on, Jeremy.
Okay.
You've got that.
Here's Joe V.
I liked this camp out because it was really fun. And
okay, now here's Matthew.
I like this. Some of the churches were really neat and pretty cool looking too.
What did you get to do at Mass this evening?
I got to sing.
Woo!
Oh yeah.
Choir,
I couldn't hear your voice.
Can you give us a sample? No. Okay, next question.
Do re mi fa. Oh. You don't mean to do that? I can't remember anymore.
I'm living the light.
I'm living the light. Of the Lord we are called. To be one with each other. As sisters and brothers. United as one.
I thought it was in love.
Yay!
I can't exactly remember all of it.
Okay, this is Michael.
Sunshine!
Yeah,
his nickname's Sunshine.
I got a bucket of noodles.
that's very interesting.
I'm also a rhinoceros.
Better than that.
Oh, you couldn't avoid putting that in there, could you?
No, I couldn't.
Okay.
That's that, isn't it?
What do you do on the camp out?
Ate noodles. I went with...
What churches did you visit?
I don't know. I don't remember.
He wasn't paying attention.
A basilica is a cathedral-like place. But it's not a cathedral. The cathedrals are a lot bigger.
What makes it a basilica?
The name...
No.
The Pope said it's a basilica, so it was.
Let thou be basilica.
Remember what they gave him?
No.
A golden box.
I don't. What's with the umbrella, man? Do they like to have a patio and they put it out?
I think it has some connection to the Swiss Guard.
And a little Tinkerbell thing.
Yeah.
Is it Tinkerbell?
Yeah, they get a bell.
Oh. Okay, here's David S.
Kid, that was cool. Me and Michael walked around like gangsters all day.
Do what?
me and
Yeah, Michael, tell him about the whole suspenders.
Yeah, we took bungee cords, and we tied them. Well, didn't tie them. We clipped them to our front two, like
belt loops.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. And I put mine on the back of my belt, and it made your pants go really high up, and it was really uncomfortable.
Remember, we're from Kentucky.
Yeah.
We're from
Kentucky, so...
This is where we get our education.
Yeah.
And then later on...
What kind of... What's that called there, Matthew?
I go to school to get smart.
Education?
I
get my edumacation over here.
I get G+ on everything.
G+.
It's like a Victoria's Secret thing, doesn't it?
I don't get it.
Anyway, and then me and David walked around like gangsters with our pants like down to our knees and our hats on sideways.
How did we sleep in this camp out?
We slept in tents.
What kind of tents?
Oh yeah, we got uniform tents for the first time.
Who do we thank for those tents?
I don't know.
Mr. Goodwin.
Can we share it?
Yeah.
He's an adult.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna hunt him down.
I think the Scoutmaster's tents are a little bigger. I think.
Only three people.
Eddie! How was your time?
Lord of the Genitalia.
Get up here, Eddie. It won't pick you up way back here.
It was good. Unless if you yell.
Good.
Yell it.
What was your position at the camp out?
Senior patrol leader.
Spiel.
What was that?
Senior patrol leader.
I can't hear you.
Eddie got elected senior patrol leader for this camp out.
Yay.
Yeah. Oh.
Who was our assistant senior patrol leader this camp out?
Me.
Matt P. Do Re Mi Fa So La.
Matt P. acting as assistant senior patrol leader for this camp out.
And who was our senior, or who was our scoutmaster for this camp out?
Yes. That was me.
Westy.
Mr.
West. Okay, now let's talk to Colin.
Colin? Is Colin here?
Nathan.
Or Nathan. I'm sorry.
I had fun this at the camp out, and, well,
that's Ryan.
Hey, you're on fire!
And...
Was the food good?
Kind of.
How about those grilled cheese, buddy?
Yeah.
Both of them.
I got a bucket of noodles.
Ryan told us really, Michael or Sunshine told this really funny joke.
Was it clean?
No, it wasn't.
And we're not going to
repeat it
here.
No, we're not.
What?
It wasn't a joke, it was a story.
Yeah, it was an I am on the internet.
And
it was
my nickname
really
was
so
Rubber Band Man.
Rubber Band Man.
Oh. Okay.
So, Mr. Y, tell us about your duties as Scoutmaster. How was that?
It was okay.
I get to wear this cool little hat.
I got to wear a hat.
Did you get to wear a hat?
Yeah.
How much power was placed in your hands?
I had all power. I could even sit in the chair, the Scoutmaster chair. Oh yeah, and I made the Scoutmasters cook the last meal.
Stand up.
Yeah, the ex-Scoutmasters.
Nathan, stand up.
Nathan, step outside.
Take you don't need your.
We are outside.
You're probably getting too hot.
I'll also go out there with you. Said the lighting checks me, not you.
No, just let him stand up and get some air. You just take the.
Keep going there, Wes. Think of something.
Yeah, stand up.
Okay.
Come on.
Mr. Renisha, how did you enjoy this?
I had a wonderful time. Got to ride on a bus. Haven't ridden on a bus in a long time.
Can't hear you, what?
I
haven't ridden on a bus since yesterday.
I rode on the bus and I was so off the seat. I thought I had scoliosis at the end of it.
Thanks for sharing.
It's not important.
Yeah, it's funny, though.
And then I was like, at the end of it.
The Scoutmasters had to stand. We were so fast.
Ready to go to bed?
No.
What's this bus driver is
missing? Okay.
Every turn we made on that bus, I fell further and further off the seat, and I couldn't get back on because Alex would just scoot over.
Alex scooted over and said, "You're coming off that seat."
Oh, yeah. I forgot that Alex was here.
Alex isn't here.
I know, Alex left.
I can't say it's a bad thing.
Hey, who all gave their reconciliation?
I
did.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
What'd you do?
What'd you sin?
What did the father say when you told him what you did?
I know when Mr. Venetia went in there, father came running out with his hands over his ears looking for something to drink. And it took him, 10 minutes before he could go back in there and finish? So, must have been pretty bad.
Is everybody done doing their penance yet, or are you still working?
I did mine before mass because that's what he told me to do.
You know, he kept looking at me. He's like, I told you.
After I said mine, the priest called the cops. Right.
You gotta do another one.
After I said my reconciliation, the priest called the cops.
Ooh.
Oh, they called the cops on you?
They're not allowed to do that. They
still haven't got here yet.
So they have to keep it a secret, though,
don't
they?
They got lost.
They can't tell anybody.
I know.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, we have 30 seconds left.
Of what?
Doesn't have to be 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
We're
going to
edit
okay.
stuff out, though.
Yeah, we'll edit stuff out. So yeah,
it'll be 2 minutes when it's all done.
It'll say bucket of noodles.
What did we see on our tour,
Web?
Noodles.
We saw churches. We saw different religious places.
What else did we see? Did we see somebody's log cabin?
Oh yeah, that Flagey guy.
What's his name?
Bishop Flagey.
We saw a lake that looked like it was
solid.
Who
is Bishop Flaget?
Some bishop.
Come on, guys. Now, this is some what bishop. People want to know on the podcast. Who yeah. was Bishop Flaget?
All right.
Matthew, listen.
The Catholic Church was given some land by the people who own this place. And Bishop Flaget came here to run most of it.
From Maryland.
He came from Maryland down here to run most of it.
What
year?
To Maryland.
What year? I can't remember. I couldn't pay that much attention. Everyone was worried about the rain.
They actually resurrected Flaget today.
They resurrected him.
What was it? What's that word?
Yeah, seance. They resurrected Bishop Flaget.
All right.
Yeah, they resurrected him at the campfire.
What Bardstown is that? What's special about Bardstown?
Yeah, was that the original location of our archdiocese?
I don't believe so.
Yes, it was.
Oh, it was?
Is it? That's cool.
Well, actually, just the diocese.
That's right. It originated in Bardstown, and then it moved to Louisville.
What separates an archdiocese from a diocese?
The size.
Very good. What separates a bishop from an archbishop?
The
diocese.
The size.
The size.
The power.
Wait, what? Archbishops are bigger?
So, bishops
are
always
bigger
than any other
diocese. So, the midget will always be an archbishop?
No, the midget will always be a bishop. He'll never get to be an archbishop.
Oh, gosh. So, then what happened after Bishop Flaget came here?
He ran this, and he accumulated a lot of money for the church, which he gave to the church. So he could build churches, etc., etc.
How many dioceses branched off of this one?
I can't remember.
24.
44.
Huh?
44.
44.
104?
44.
44 is a lot.
That is a lot.
Especially if they're archdioceses run by archbishops.
Where's your bucket of noodles?
That's right.
Then, what else did we learn today?
Wait a minute.
On the Bishop Flaget Trail. Where did we take a little bite to?
The spring.
Spring.
The spring, yeah. And the water did not look pretty.
No.
The lake did not.
Did anybody here go to the cemetery?
I did.
What did y'all see at the cemetery?
Oh, we saw a wireframe Jesus.
Okay. What else?
We saw some broken headstones.
You see some graves.
Oh, did you see any names on graves?
Yeah.
Let's hear some names.
Madeline.
Norris.
We saw Ball.
Was Waylon one of them?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't see any Waylon.
What about Ballard? I hear Ballard is like Smith in this town.
I didn't see any.
And Mattingly and Cecil and.
There's Cecil.
Norris. We saw Norris.
We saw Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Yes.
Norris. It wasn't Chuck Norris. Somebody else. Norris.
You can't give first and last names.
We saw
somebody
Paul.
Might try to find Chuck Norris.
Oh yeah. So you're gonna
find
Chuck Norris.
We can't say Chuck Norris.
That's Chuck Norris. Our podcast.
What was our patrol name for this camp out? I bet none of you remember.
Nope. The Knights. Or no, it was Knights Templar.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Knights Templar.
Isn't it pronounced Templar?
Yeah, Templar.
We're in Kentucky.
That's where I get my education.
We're in Fargo.
That's where I get taught.
That's where
I get taught. Did y'all have a campfire program?
Yeah.
What happened at the campfire program?
Bishop Flaget.
They resurrected Bishop Flaget.
Where did he come out of his log home?
Yeah.
Tonight. What did he look like?
He
looked
old. Some old guy.
Mummified or?
Old. He looked old.
He just looked like an old guy.
But
he looked like an old guy who's supposed to be dead for a long time in perfect white robes.
And he knew about modern day Florida, and he knew that there was Girl Scouts. He goes, these are all Boy Scouts. He goes, what are Boy Scouts? What are Girl Scouts? And he didn't even say anything about Girl Scouts. So,
I'm
kind of leery about this whole archbishop.
And he said, what are Boy Scouts? And later he said, make sure all those Boy Scouts, and then he mentioned every single one of the religious merit badges, and he said, hopefully
religious awards.
Every religious award. He said, hopefully they can all get to Eagle. But a few minutes ago, he didn't even know what Boy Scouts were.
Amazing. He's a quick learner, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he knew we're modern day Florida.
Divine intervention, I think. That's
yeah.
what it was.
God told him.
You know, I think we had some divine intervention. There were storm clouds all around us while at the campfire.
It's really humid.
And it seemed like there was just this one hole in the clouds right above where we were having this closing fire.
Amazing?
God!
It seemed like the hand of God.
The hand of God was making it clear right there where you all were at. So, what did y'all have for dinner tonight?
feta cheese.
We had noodles.
I still have some noodles.
What was the name of the dish?
I don't know.
Chicken fettuccine.
I had green beans with bacon in it.
What else do we have?
Green beans and bacon.
That was supposedly made just for me, but I don't know.
And we're going to have cobbler here in a minute. Or an hour.
Cherry cobbler?
Or a day.
No.
Apple on page.
Well, it's going to be a lot.
Well, anybody want to add anything else to our podcast? Or should I say scout cast?
I got a bucket of noodles.
Sunshine.
Drink. Sunshine.
Sunshine is not a rhinoceros.
Oh yeah, I must clarify that I'm not actually a rhinoceros.
You're not?
No, I'm a human.
You had me fooled.
First rhinoceros
like
I know with
bird.
A first and last initial.
What?
He looks more like a bird.
He looks like a bird?
What?
Yeah,
I don't get
nose.
It.
Look at that nose.
Yeah. Hey, look at that. Look at that huge nose.
I know a lot of...
Michael's got a huge nose. Yeah, Michael's got a big nose.
I have enormous eyebrows. They cover up my nose. They go... And they cover my entire face. And I'm like, ha, you can't see me.
I can see your nose.
I can see your eyebrows. I can classify most birds, but I don't think he's one.
Amazing.
I have...
Misproportionate eyebrows.
Do you have anything else to add?
Nope.
Yes, you do.
Bill Joe?
Nope.
Nada.
What about you, Nate? Or
Matthew, you always have something to add.
Do I?
Yeah.
Numbers.
Ooh, I got something else.
I could add some numbers. What? If you didn't stick this microphone in my mouth.
Try it out.
Give us some numbers. 2.5 times 2 equals, like, 5?
Yay! Woo!
Encore!
Do it again!
Do it again! 5, 1, 2, 3, 9, and those are all the numbers of the day.
Yay! Did we win the lottery? Wait.
Okay, I guess we're done.
Okay. I have a scar on my right eyebrow.
So?
That was very important.
Oh, was it?
Hair scars?
Yep.
Maybe that's why I got cloudy. Sunshine got a scar.
Yeah.
Okay. Sign us off, Wes.
Bye.
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 See ya.